This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we've all been told for years we have to prevent getting the diabetes. People call it the gout, the blood pressure, the diabetes. You don't have to call it the diabetes. You can just say you don't want to be diabetic. You don't want to have diabetes. But I get, you know, it kind of is a little bit more dramatic when it looks like we don't want to get the diabetes, just like the clap. That's kind of how we used to talk about things decades ago. And so the diabetes makes it feel like it's an entity you could fight. It's very difficult to say, I don't want to become diabetic. Because they're like, well, then you have more control over that. Like, you know, you could become, you know, you could become Mormon, you could become Jewish, you could become diabetic, you could become artistic, you could become vegan. People don't like that term. They'd rather say, how do I avoid the diabetes? Like it's a monster. And it works for some people. Right? Now, some of you have the diabetes, and you're fighting it, and you're using your swords, or you're using your Legolas bow and arrows, or the daggers, and you're Mortal Kombat-ing it, and good for you. You are fighting off the diabetes. You're a diabetic, but I won't say anything. All right? You are battling the diabetes. And as a doctor, I'll help you battle the diabetes. That's what I do. We're in battle. Hear me roar. Well, one way you could battle the diabetes is cutting your sugar intake. But eating fresh fruit, which has sugar, can actually lower your risk of type 2 diabetes. So a study has come out that if you have 2 servings of fresh fruit added to your daily diet, it could lower your risk of developing type 2 diabetes by over 1/3. Now, remember, not all fruit is created equal. All right? If you're guzzling fruit juice full of sugar, it's not going to help. Now, the study was conducted by Edith Cowan University and published in the Journal of Clinical and Endocrinology and Metabolism. Found that people who ate at least 2 servings of fruit per day had higher measures of insulin sensitivity than those who ate less than a half a serving. Now, where this came from and why this is such groundbreaking science is I think my great-grandfather was diabetic, and at the time, in the 40s, they said don't eat more than 10 grapes a day. That's all the sugar you could have. So he would count out the grapes, have 2 in the morning, 2 mid-morning. I mean, you would have to count out the grapes to avoid taking in too much sugar. So we've learned that, you know, with a diabetic, fruits and vegetables are important, but maybe eat more vegetables. You need more fibrous, less sugary things. The thing is you still need vitamin C. You still need the minerals that are in fruits. And it's a natural sugar that your body has a little bit more ability to metabolize. So this data analyzed from 7,600 Australians who had partaken in the Baker Heart and Diabetes Institute's AusDiab study assessed fruit and fruit juice intake and the prevalence of diabetes after 5 years. Those who ate at least 2 servings of fruit had a 36% less chance of developing the most common form of diabetes. Now, type 2 diabetes is where your body doesn't use or produce insulin properly. Type 1 diabetics is where they don't have insulin or they barely have any insulin being produced in the beta cells of their pancreas. But a type 2 diabetic had insulin at some point because they lived to tell about it. But then all of a sudden, their sugars started to go up because their insulin levels dropped or the insulin wasn't working well. I look at insulin as a key to a door. At your body, the food goes into the waiting room, right, or the mouth. Then it goes into your bloodstream, or the hallways of an office. And the job of insulin is to open that key to get that sugar from the hallway or the bloodstream into the room or the cell. So it's like a key. Now, if you lose body weight, it helps the key work. If you exercise a lot, if you lose 7% of your body weight, exercise moderately 30 minutes a day for 5 days a week, that can reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. So my guess is people who are eating fruit, all right, maybe it's because they're substituting fruit for a ho-ho or a ding-dong or a bag of Reese's Pieces. Maybe that's why they have a 36% less chance of developing diabetes. Because, you know, fruits are sugary. Grapes are sugary. Cantaloupe are sugary. Watermelon. There's a lot of sugar. There's a lot of water in these fruits, but there's a lot of sugar. So when we recommend certain fruits that you could eat, we recommend the ones that have less fructose or a lower glycemic index. So the ones with the lower glycemic index are going to be like the raspberries, cranberries, blueberries, boysenberries, the more tart, less sugary, very rich in color, because they have like the zeaxanthins and the phytochemicals and fiber. Banana's good, but banana has sugar. But eat it in moderation, of course. So if you want to avoid diabetes, you've got to cut back on the sugars. You've got to eat more fruits and vegetables, lean meats, plant-based sources of protein. Add less sugar to your food. Definitely eat less processed foods. Exercise. And if you could change your parents. In my family, every single, I guess, all sides of the family had some sort of diabetes. Then my father got diabetes. Now my mom doesn't have diabetes. But unfortunately, that can, you know, change as she ages. But we have diabetes in the family. She tries to keep her weight down. She tries to eat. She avoids meat. She avoids meat, only eats maybe fish. I know. I'd rather take the insulin. But still, once you get diabetes, you're screwed, you know, in terms of now having all these complications and being able and trying to chase down, well, you know, have vessels been damaged because of the sugar, or has my kidneys been damaged, or has my heart clogged? By the time you find out that you're diabetic, many times you already have damage to your eyes, damage to the kidneys, damage to the heart. So you need to prevent it, or you need to nip it in the bud as quickly as possible. So the American Diabetes Association recommends to grab a 9-inch plate, not a big, huge, you know, buffet plate. Fill half your plate with non-starchy vegetables, 1/4 of the plate with protein foods, and the last quarter with carbohydrates. And then have water or a zero-calorie drink. I wouldn't use aspartame or saccharin or things like that. Just drink water. And that's supposed to be a pretty healthy meal. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management. Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, guys, we are back at Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of you have reached out, especially over the last few months, on how you feel about how the administrations, both administrations, had approached the pandemic. Dr. Fauci being in the hot seat, being the focal point of the media. People have called him flip-flop Fauci. People are calling for his resignation. A variety of issues have come up as to why people want him to resign. Some people don't like his financial links or his support of the Wuhan laboratory. Some people don't like what they saw in the emails where he was, the conspiracy was brought to his attention. But you couldn't really see, a lot of the emails were blanked out, so you couldn't really see what his response was or if he took the conspiracy theory, you know, seriously at the time. I'm a little mixed on my opinion on Fauci, and his role is a little different, as I've said before. And I'm not of the mind, and I'd like to go hear from you guys. I mean, do you want Fauci, should Fauci stay or go? 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. I'm of the mind that that role that he took should have never been. I, as a doctor, I have seen so many different doctors come up with opinions and together make a decision. Yeah, you might have a CEO of a hospital. You might have, you know, I don't know, a board of directors, or you may have a chief of staff. And there might be somebody that takes the lead. But with something like this, I would never have put one person in that position. Now, Fauci's role should have never been to launch the Wuhan lab investigation. Where people fault him is with all his interviews. He didn't really address that. Whereas President Trump was like, guys, you know, this is what we think is going on. He even took it so far as to call it the China virus. But Fauci apparently had been notified that that was one of the theories. In his defense, he was getting flooded with emails. You should see some of these emails. People are saying, look, I think we could do this. I don't think kids get it. Here's why. I think you should look at essential oils. I think you, I mean, so he was flooded with email after email after email after email. And so if he is trying to take things slow, and he's a media personality, and he is trying to calm the public down, he was really not in a position to, quote-unquote, perpetuate some of the theories, even though you and I were thinking that's probably where it came from. I mean, I would have liked to see him bring up, look, guys, you know, this is a theory, this is a working theory, because the original SARS has been rumored back in 2002 to have been leaked from China. Then there was a lab accident 2 years later. Now we have this. It's a theory that's been brought to my attention, and we're going to look into it. But that really wasn't his role. If anybody was going to, you know, go after the Wuhan laboratory, that had to be the World Health Organization. That had to be the UN. Even Trump, the Trump administration, was limited with what they could do in terms of going into China and snooping around to figure out what the heck happened. So I don't blame Fauci so much for that. Now, the concept that he's flip-flop Fauci. People say he's flip-flop Fauci. He flip-flopped on the mask. He flip-flopped, well, Sanjay Gupta flip-flopped on marijuana. You know, I flip-flopped on marijuana. In my training, marijuana was bad, 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 bad. Then we're like, okay, well, yeah, marijuana could do bad things, but, sorry, I got hair in my mouth. But, sorry. But marijuana could also maybe play a role in terms of insulin sensitivity, or in terms of seizures, or in terms of sleep, or in terms of anxiety. And so, you know, did I flip-flop? In medicine, you want the doctors to embrace the new science, the new data, and not be an old dinosaur. Dr. Fauci is 80 years old. If he never allegedly flip-flopped, all right, I'm not saying that was a good thing to do. I think he should have been honest, you know, and open and not political, you know, because of his role. But if, you know, you don't want somebody saying, no, in the 1960s, this is what we did, and we're just going to give you straight up penicillin. No, no, no. You need somebody that embraces 2020 science. As of now, 2021 science. You know, it's funny, with a gout attack, we were taught, you got to stop the allopurinol. You cannot stop the allopurinol. You cannot be on allopurinol during a gout attack. Well, now they're saying, actually, don't start new allopurinol, but if you're already on the allopurinol, we're probably not going to mess with it. The data and the science keep changing. And so somebody could say, yeah, well, the doctor flip-flop, now they're telling me the opposite. Well, because that's where the science is. I mean, I was taught that the third type of hepatitis that was not hepatitis A or hepatitis B was non-A, non-B hepatitis. But then they gave it a name, hepatitis C, in my training. Did I flip-flop? No. So I'm not trying to defend anybody per se, but when people ask me, and I'm going to be on KBC Radio today, and they're going to ask me, should Fauci be fired? I don't think he should be fired, but I think that role needs to be dissolved. I think a media icon, somebody that apparently people are having crushes on him and making bobbleheads and all that, I think a media icon who says they're not being censored and muzzled, but then once they leave the administration says, yes, I was censored and muzzled, and they're supposed to be the doctor leading this, I just don't think he should have been forced into that role. I'm not playing a violin for him. I mean, he was making good money. But I think that role needs to be dissolved. We have the CDC. We're spending a lot of money on the CDC. The CDC is the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. So they should be our focal point. They should be our go-to when it comes to this sort of, guidance. And it should be a team. We're talking an army of doctors having opinions, having consensus. But to have just one person that, you know, goes and does all the media circuits and has to, you know, deal with this award and getting this award and then having their name on this publication. In fact, I think there was another group that wanted Fauci's name on the publication, and he said, no, don't let them put my name on it. This was in one of the emails. I mean, he was overwhelmed. I mean, this is not, he might have liked it, maybe he didn't like it, but that is not who you need to say the hard facts and to make the hard decisions about when it comes to vaccines and when it comes to medicine. He's probably very well equipped. He's very well trained. But it looked like, to me, all these emails that had to do with him being on this media outlet and him doing this interview and him being honored and going to this gala and this, you know, we're in a crisis, we're in a pandemic, and being a celebrity makes it very difficult for you to actually be the hard-line, hard-ass doctor you need to be. And if I was in that role, I would be like, why are you shutting down bakeries? Why are you shutting down schools? Right? If you want the kids a mask, give them real masks. Not, you know, this baloney here. You know, give them something that's really going to protect, that's been proven to protect. Let's, you know, have studies to see if vaccinated people really do still carry the virus. Let's study if we have an African-American community hesitancy with the vaccine, then can we do vaccine trials where rather than only 7.9% African-Americans, there's at least 90% African-Americans in that study. But you need somebody in medicine that is going to be just, you know, this is what you need to do. I don't know if you guys have ever seen anybody run a code or if you've ever worked in the ER, but when I got to be an ER doc, you walk in and you give the orders to your team. You work with the team. But somebody has to be at the helm saying, we do this, we do this, we do this. You might cuss. You say, where is this? Where is this? You might not even say please and thank you until the end. And I'm like, guys, if I forgot to say please or thank you, honestly, thank you, thank you, thank you. But when you are in the middle of a code or you're in the middle of a crisis, you do. And he did. Fauci put in the hours, which is why he shouldn't be fired. I do thank him for all his work and all his service, but I just don't think that role is what is the role we actually need. I understand everybody wanted to be calmed down and everybody wants, you know, and Trump had, I think this was a decision Trump made. Pence is very calming, but he's not a physician. So this allows there to be some political plausible deniability. Well, this is what the doctor said. But, you know, when people said, well, Fauci, his primary goal was to, you know, CYA, cover his butt. Well, but that's what doctors have to do. Our allegiance is to our Hippocratic Oath and to the patients and to our medical license. You lose your medical license, you can't be a doctor. So, yes, I think he had too many things on his plate and too many allegiances that I just don't think a role like that should have ever existed. I still think he did a good job, and I wouldn't fire him. I would honorably discharge him, something like that. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
New data from the Labor Department shows jobless claims fell to new pandemic lows last week, falling to 385,000. That's down 20,000 from the week before and the fifth straight week that's seen fewer first-time claims. Unemployment claims have been falling all year from more than 900,000 a week in January, but remain historically high. May's job report is expected to show a rebound in added positions. Economists predict that Friday's report will show an additional 656,000 jobs were added in May, a large jump from April's disappointing report. And President Biden will meet with Queen Elizabeth II during an upcoming visit to the United Kingdom. Buckingham Palace announcing the meeting Thursday, saying it will take place while Biden's in the country for a meeting of the leaders of the Group of Seven. The summit taking place June 11th through the 13th will be the first face-to-face meeting for the leaders of the U.S., U.K., Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan in more than 2 years. This is USA Radio News. The United States will begin to ship about 25 million doses of coronavirus vaccine, sharing them with countries in Africa, Asia, and the Western Hemisphere. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says that the U.S. is sharing vaccines to help accomplish the overall goal of ending the global pandemic.
Our goal in sharing our vaccines is in service of ending the pandemic globally. Our overarching aim is to get as many safe and effective vaccines to as many people as fast as possible. It's as simple as that. We want to save lives and thwart variants that place all of us at risk. But perhaps most important, this is just the right thing to do. Thanks to the ingenuity of American scientists and the resilience and commitment of the American people, we're in a position to help others, so we will help others.
The shipment is part of a promised 80 million doses that the U.S. will be sending overseas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So President Biden is going to be sharing the vaccines. We are being told that he will donate 75% of the unused COVID-19 vaccines to the UN-backed COVAX Global Vaccine Sharing Program. He announced that today. The White House unveiled the allocation for sharing the first 25 million doses with the world. The U.S. has said it plans to share 80 million vaccine doses globally by the end of June. The administration says 25% will be kept in reserve for emergencies and for the U.S. to share directly with allies and partners. He says as long as this pandemic is raging anywhere in the world, the American people will still be vulnerable. And the United States is committed to bringing the same urgency to international vaccination efforts that we have demonstrated at home. So of the first tranche of 25 million doses, the White House says about 19 million will go to COVAX, with approximately 6 million for South and Central America, 7 million for Asia, 5 million for Africa. The doses mark a substantial and immediate boost to the lagging COVAX effort, which to date has only given 76 million doses to needy countries. Now, they say U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the U.S. will retain the say in terms of where the doses distributed through COVAX ultimately go. Sullivan said, we're not seeking to extract concessions, we're not extorting, we're not imposing conditions the way that other countries who are providing doses are doing. We're doing none of those things. These are doses that are being given, donated free and clear to these countries for the sole purpose of improving the public health situation and helping end the pandemic. So then the remaining shots will be directed by the White House to U.S. allies and partners like Mexico, Canada, Republic of Korea, West Bank, Gaza, India, Ukraine, Kosovo, Haiti, Georgia, Egypt, Jordan, Iraq, and Yemen, as well as for United Nations frontline workers. So, as we had said yesterday, people feel that U.S. has global privilege, and so they have the ability to have vaccines, whereas third world countries or countries that might not be doing as well have to wait or possibly not get it. And, I think we're almost at 70% of our adults having at least one dose. We could be moving closer and closer towards herd immunity. But we do have variants, and we do have still a lot of hesitancy when it comes to the vaccine. So honestly, if we're not using them, give them to other people. Now, my guess is the White House will still have the doses for those people on the fence. And we're still making more vaccines. So the U.S. has announced they're going to share shots with South Korea to vaccinate 550,000 troops who serve alongside American service members on the peninsula. 1 million Johnson & Johnson doses were being shipped to South Korea. 60 million doses of AstraZeneca are being produced here in America, but since AstraZeneca isn't approved yet, they said they will be available to ship once they do clear safety review by the FDA. So even though AstraZeneca is widely approved around the world, we started shipping it to Canada and Mexico, I thought, in April. But they say they're going to wait until the FDA approves. The White House says the initial 25 million doses will be shipped from existing productions of Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson vaccine stocks. Even more doses are expected to be made available to share in the months ahead. As part of the purchase agreements with drug manufacturers, the U.S. controlled the initial production by its domestic manufacturers. Pfizer and Moderna are only now starting to export vaccines produced in the U.S. They say the U.S. has hundreds of millions more doses on order, both of authorized and in-development vaccines. So they're also lifting restrictions on sharing vaccines produced by AstraZeneca, Sanofi, Novavax. They still are not authorized in the U.S., but the companies are going to determine where to help share the doses. So we're moving forward. I know there's a lot of you guys still on the fence, and it's understandable. I'm not shaming you like many people out there want to. They want people who are anti-vaccine to be labeled anti-vaccine, when a vaccine hesitancy doesn't mean you're anti-vaccine. It's just you'd like to see more data. I get that. I could only reassure you so much that it's safe because of the numbers I'm given. But if you don't feel the numbers I'm given are accurate and you think there is some sort of lack of transparency in terms of side effects, then I can't convince you. So I understand, but I got the vaccine. I trust it. And, just keep in mind, if you don't use it, you lose it. So if you're thinking, oh, it'll always be there for me, I don't know. That's just one of those things, especially with all the weird, hacking that we have. I mean, the vaccine should be as manual as it could be. But if our manufacturers are relying on electricity and they're relying on computers and they're relying on gas to ship them, and these things are getting hacked, it's just one of those things where I just don't think that whatever we want to plan on for the fall is something I could plan on. That's just me. I'm not even setting up any trips. I'm just waiting to see. Now, some of you are concerned about the UFOs, and the Pentagon is going to give their UFO report to Congress later this month. It's about time. The only thing is I don't think it's going to be the data that we're expecting. I was thinking, all right, if the Pentagon was going to tell us about the unidentified aerial phenomena, the UAPs, or the UFOs, the unidentified flying objects, that they're going to tell us from what planet they're going to, you know, tell us they've made contact with aliens. I don't think that's what's happening. I think what they're going to do is they're going to kind of review some of the stuff that was already leaked, showing the recordings and the sightings, and to discuss the standards that they're going to use to be able to record more of these sightings that pose a threat to national security. Now, in 2020, the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee called for an inquiry into these UFOs through the Intelligence Authorization Act for the fiscal year 2021. According to the document, committee members were concerned that there is no unified, comprehensive process within the federal government for collecting and analyzing intelligence on unidentified aerial phenomena, despite the potential threat. So then the bill was enacted December 21st, 2020. The Director of National Intelligence and Secretary of Defense then had 180 days to produce a report for the committee, submitted in classified form, on the current status of sightings and protocols. Well, that six-month deadline comes now. Florida Senator Marco Rubio served as the Intelligence Committee's acting chair when the act was drafted and enacted, and he ordered the investigation of UAPs because he saw them as a critical national security issue. Thank you. And it's about time. We've been putting people in mental institutions as far as, I guess, has been written, where somebody will see something and they're like, no, you have schizophrenia, you're hallucinating, you're going to a mental institution. And these things are real. He says anything that enters an airspace that's not supposed to be there is a threat. He says, I want us to take it seriously and have a process to take it seriously. I want us to have a process to analyze the data every time it comes in. So back in April 2020, the U.S. Navy released three videos of UFO sightings from 2004 to 2015. The clips were named FLIR, Go Fast, and Gimbal. And they showed what appeared to be spacecraft traveling at hypersonic speeds with no visible means of propulsion. This was according to Life Science. So Barack Obama even said, there's footage and records of objects in the skies that we don't know exactly what they are. We can't explain how they move, their trajectory. They do not have an easily explainable pattern. So what might not be in this report? Well, the report's going to be unclassified, but there may be a classified annex. So I don't think everything's going to be released. I think there's still going to be some secrets. But at least finally the American public knows that there is some kooky stuff going on. And those people who have been reporting it for years, I hope somebody's going back to the 1950s and 1960s and piecing all these together. Now, mind you, people do have hallucinations. It happens. You know, people have delusions. Now, I sometimes think that Michael Fassbender's out there saying, I want to star in a movie opposite of Dahlia so we can have a love scene. That's delusional. But I think a lot of people said, look, I saw something, and nobody believed them. And that was their only possible evidence of, you know, a hallucination. I think they might have seen a UFO. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected. Especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back with the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when I was little, I hated orange juice. My mom would be like, drink your orange juice. I don't like orange juice. I especially didn't like the pulp. Right? If I drink something, I want to drink something smooth, like Kool-Aid. I don't want lumps or chunks of carbonous objects going onto my tongue or in my gullet. And I'm like, there's stuff in my orange juice, Mom. Because she'd like freshly squeeze it. She's like, that's the pulp. You need that pulp for fiber. It helps you poop. I don't want to poop. I don't like going to poop. No. Get that. No, I'm not drinking it. And, you know, I'd be like, no way. I'd be really stubborn about it. But when I went to Grandma's, which was her mom, she would have Tang. I don't know if you guys ever drink Tang. But Tang would be this orange, and I'm not a big fan of the color orange, but I loved the color of Tang. There were like these orange crystals and white crystals, because I think the white was sugar. And it was so powdery and fun, and I could stick my fingers in it, and I loved playing with the tang. And then when she would add water to it, it was a sweet orange drink that looked like orange juice, but it went down smooth without pulp getting stuck in my teeth. And I loved tang. And I loved tang so much that I used to take the scoop, because there was a scooper that would actually tell you, you know, how much you use per glass, and I would just put tang powder in my mouth, on my tongue, and it was so tasty. I would cough because there was a powder and a plume with the tang. It would go up my nose, get into my eyes, but I like tasting the powder. So now that I'm not 10, right, or 18 anymore, right, now that I'm older, I don't really take powders, all right? If I have to mix something like Jell-O, oh, I did that with Jell-O. I didn't want to wait for my mom or grandma to make the Jell-O, but the Jell-O powder was tasty. And why was it so tasty? Because it was concentrated. So now that I'm older, I'm like, look, I don't need to concentrate. I don't need the calories. If I have to add water to it, I'll add water to it. Well, apparently that concept isn't just something that kids do. Apparently there's some teens, adolescents, who are doing this with their pre-workout powders. And I guess on TikTok, they've been challenging people to the dry scoop challenge. And the dry scoop challenge is just that. You take a dry scoop of your powder. Don't do this, but this is the challenge. They put it in their mouths, swallow it. They might chase it with water, they might not. And I guess that's now the challenge. I mean, you know, we had the ice bucket challenge, we had the condom challenge, people sticking condoms in their nose or dumping it on their head with water. There was the fire challenge where people were setting themselves on fire, stupid stuff. So now there's the dry scoop challenge. Well, you think, all right, you know what, we did this with tang, doesn't really hurt. Well, apparently there's a 20-year-old girl who said, look, I had a heart attack from it. This is not a good idea. So now some of you are like, how is dry scooping a protein powder or a workout powder dangerous? Well, the workout powder she used was something called Redcon 1 Total War. And when you look at it, the scoop is about 14.7 grams, and the ingredients include 250 milligrams of caffeine anhydrous, but also 100 milligrams of dicaffeine malate. So that's a lot of caffeine. The average cup of coffee is about 95 milligrams of caffeine. So she's taking about 350 milligrams of caffeine. But even more scary is this caffeine is concentrated. It's not diluted in a drink. When you add water, you're getting on a whole that, even though it's the same amount of milligrams, your body, when you have to drink something, you have to drink it slowly. You know, the reason why you can't equate an energy drink per se to a cup of coffee is because a cup of coffee is hot, so people drink it slow. But once they change it to an iced latte or iced coffee or an energy drink, people are chugging those. So when they're chugging the energy drinks, now you're getting that dose of caffeine too quickly, as opposed to a cup of coffee where you'll drink it over an hour or two. So it's dangerous. There's also taurine in these supplements. Taurine has been linked in some studies to cardiomyopathy and large hearts whose muscle doesn't work well. The citrulline malate could have some side effects. There's theobromine. So these things, and why is somebody doing it? Well, because they want to get that caffeine boost before their workout so they can work out extra hard. That's not healthy. Okay, you can get your heart rate up by exercising more. You don't need to chemically get your heart rate up. If ingesting caffeine, right, increases your metabolism to that degree, then everybody would be just on caffeine or coffee. I'd be drinking it. I'm not. So it's unfortunately a concern. And she said she ended up getting a heart attack. She started to feel tingly and itchy. She thought it was just a side effect of that. Then she felt heaviness in her chest with slight pain. She thought it might have been anxiety, panic attack. Her name is Brittany Portillo. And then she said she tried to take a shower, wash it off, see what happened. And then when she was at work, she started to get hot, profusely sweating, chest pain returned. She went to the hospital and yeah, she had a heart attack. She had a non-STEMI, but she still had a heart attack. So that was, we're assuming it's because of caffeine. Now, of course, haters started to say, oh, you know, she's lying. She's trying to become famous. She didn't really have a heart attack. But apparently there was another case of somebody who did go into respiratory, some bronchospasm, needed to get an inhaler after trying to ingest powder. So dry scooping is stupid. I mean, I don't know what to say. And I admit it. I did it with Tang. I mean, I didn't think I was dry scooping. It's just I wanted the concentrated Tang on my tongue. But it's just not something that you should do. So when you look at caffeine, how much caffeine could you have? Well, she ingested the 250 plus the 100, so she had 350 milligrams. A lethal dose of caffeine ranges from 150 milligrams to 200 milligrams per kilogram per body weight. So a 70-kilogram adult would reach a toxic level if they took in about 10 grams. So she's still far below that, but you can kill yourself with caffeine. There is a lethal dose. But just because she didn't take a lethal dose doesn't mean she didn't take a toxic dose. A toxic dose is where you take something and it's toxic to you. So that much caffeine was probably too toxic, and I'm blaming that. Caffeine can cause arrhythmias. It's a stimulant, so it can start messing with your heart's electrical conductivity. It also causes vasoconstriction, so the blood vessels that are supposed to get blood to your heart can constrict, so your heart ends up working harder, beating faster, not getting enough blood flow because it's beating faster, and then on top of that, the vasoconstriction, I seriously think that high caffeine could induce a heart attack or an arrhythmia or, like, tarring, maybe cardiomyopathy. In fact, there was one ingredient, I believe, that was also linked to heart failure. I need to double-check that. So energy drinks, you know, high-energy compounds, coffee, because you drink it slow, not as risky. But, you know, they have been linked to issues with the heart. So the average caffeine in certain things, so like a Starbucks drip coffee, 12 ounces, will have about 260 milligrams of caffeine. A Dunkin' Donuts coffee, about 215. 5-Hour Energy, 215. McDonald's coffee, 109. A Red Bull is 80. A sugar-free Red Bull is 80. A Starbucks latte is 75 milligrams of caffeine. A Dunkin' Donuts latte, 75 milligrams. McDonald's, 71. Black tea that's brewed, 67. A Diet Coke is 46. And 34 for a regular Coca-Cola. That's another thing. Okay, I didn't smoke. I didn't drink coffee. So when I was in medical school, I would drink Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola is half of what you're getting in a cup of coffee and the calories. So don't be going to Coca-Cola for caffeine. It's too sugary and I don't think it's healthy. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping.
To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.